Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which the Bugle tells you what was happening on the Bugle when it happened in the past. I'm Andy Zaltzman. The past today encompasses February 2019, when there was some serious insect news. I was joined by Desiree Birch and Alice Fraser to take stock of the looming catastrophe. Top story this week, Insectageddon. Insects are dying out. There's going to be no insects left very soon indeed, unless we do something about it, which is looking pretty unlikely based on the entirety of human precedent with regard to the environment. More than 40% of insect species are in serious decline, and a third are endangered. And if one of those 40% are not wasps, I'm going to be fucking cross.
Only the good die young. Come on.
Yes, wasps indeed.
Forever.
The first global review of insect decline has come out with the mildly worrying news that most insects on Earth are heading for extinction, which, if unchecked, will lead directly to a, quote, catastrophic collapse of nature's ecosystems, which sounds bad.
Super bad. Why is it so, like, clearly all of these sort of signs of the apocalypse are happening, and I just feel like there are still deniers out there that are like, God, give us a sign if something's wrong. And it's like, okay, half the bees are dead, but give us a sign. It's like, had five of the warmest summers on record. But give us a sign. There are polar bears.
Half the bees
walking
are dead.
Up to people's houses and knocking on doors because there's no more ice for them to be on in Russia. Like, what more sign do you need?
Half the bees are dead is the opposite of a plague of locusts. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So it's the inverse plague.
The researchers said the repercussions this will have for the planet's ecosystems are catastrophic to say the least. Catastrophic to say the least, Andy.
Right.
Catastrophic is not usually the leastish sort of thing you can say.
What is the top of that scale?
I mean,
like, if catastrophic is the minimum.
The scale of the loss of these tiny creatures that are the backbone free backbone of our entire ecology.
Nice.
Is hard to quantify. Well, and while many people are worried about, for example, the plight of the bees, they don't see the point of worrying about the loss of some of the less photogenic scuttlers, like, for example, Not many people are worried about the massive drop in more than 350,000 species of beetle. Nobody cares about the loss of dung beetles until they're all gone and there's nobody left to push the sun across the sky anymore.
Well, the planet is viewed by scientists to be at the start of its sixth mass extinction event. This one could be an absolute classic. It'll be the first one that's been televised live, of course. So it should go down well globally, even if the animals being extinctified aren't as funky as the dinosaurs. And the report... says, unless we change our ways of producing food, insects as a whole will go down the path of extinction in a few decades. What I want to know is, why is it always us that has to change our way of producing food? What, never the insects?
Well, some of the insects are adapting, but they're the insects that are least popular. Things like cockroaches seem to be adapting relatively well to these new terrifying events.
Pretty much. It's just like humans, the things that are the least popular are the most adaptable and survive the longest, right?
In Puerto Rico, ground insects have declined by 98% in 35 years.
Stop grinding them then.
Yep.
And also, let's maybe unflood Puerto Rico so the brown insects won't be dead.
Butterflies in England have had a really, really shit time. Why not moths? Why can we not focus that? I hate moths. Butterflies, I have no beef, although obviously as a Jew, I can't eat butterflies with any kind of meat fly. The number of... honeybee colonies in the US has come down from 6 million to 3.5 million since 1947. I'm not sure if that's because of the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, the Muslims or immigrants in general, but it must be one of those four. fast action is needed now, apparently. So maybe not the best time for a prominent European nation, which shall remain nameless, to spend 3 years disappearing violently up its own arse in an effort to respect the formal will of the people who were around in 2016.
Well, some of us are doing our parts. Like, I buy, you know, easy peelers every week. I eat one and let the rest of them rot. There's so many fruit flies. I don't know what more I could be doing to help this.
You are a hero.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We don't all wear capes, I'm just saying.
So the decline in insects has been blamed on various things, including increased use of aggressive pesticides, urbanisation, climate change, and the increased use of rolled-up newspapers over the past 300 years. Although now, with more and more people reading their newspapers on their tablets, that actually might be good for insects.
Yeah.
Although,
and good for Apple, probably. Yeah, we're smashing insects and iPads with them.
Although more and more tablets are being broken, swatting insects.
Yeah.
And, Alice, what's your solution to this insect crisis?
Stop eating insects.
Stop.
Start eating insects.
I don't know.
Show those birds and
I
fish.
I don't have the solution. I don't know why you would ask me about the solution to this problem, Andy. I'm not an insectologist.
We've got a global catastrophe. So, Alice, what's the plan? Come on. We're waiting.
I mean, look after your insects, people.
Right.
Buy organic food.
Yeah.
I mean, in a serious way. Yeah, buy organic food. Why not?
But that is kind of the solution, because a lot of it is pesticides, right? So it's like buy organic stuff. And also, I would say make grocery stores less miserable, because the problem is you buy the cheaper non-organic stuff because you don't want to be in there. Because I was in a Tesco Express 2 weeks ago and it was being robbed at the front while I was at the back. And I was like, I don't want to hang out here. You kind of have to make it like a ladies' lounge at like a toilet at like a fancy place where it smells really nice and there are like lounge chairs. Then every so often it's like, oh, here's a bowl of something you might want, and then in the corner there's someone that you inevitably have to pay. Like, that's what you should make the grocery store like, so you go more frequently.
I think we need to take a hint from our soon-to-be extinct insect buddies and mass together and swarm Monsanto headquarters and burn it to the ground.
Right.
Or just attack everyone so they run out swatting at their faces for no apparent reason.
I mean, I think the obvious solution is, well, with automation, robotizing 99% of all jobs within the next 25 years outside of comedy and podcasting, of course. We can just get all the newly unemployed to dress up in bee outfits and run around the countryside pollinating stuff. Or we can learn from the insects, because we are humans, democratic species, of
course.
You're
right, Andy. We need to start f***ing flowers.
Yeah. I don't know that our fluids are going to necessarily
you won't know until
flower.
You try.
Right? I don't want to be the first to try whatever grows from that. I'm just saying that.
Spread about spreading the ponnel. Anyway, look, in other insect news, is a bad time for butterflies in America.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only is this border wall insanity threatening the lives of the many children and migrants and just, you know, I don't know, bricklayers probably. It's also threatening the National Butterfly Center in the United States because it's right along the border. And, you know, there have been bulldozers going through there. At some point, the Homeland Security cut their locks that protected their walls and then put their own locks on it, like a cutthroat Synergy Fitness or something. Yeah. Just like cut the locks. It was like, nope, we're taking over. And all these people are kind of like, okay, well, you know, you're killing the sanctuary and you're also making America smaller because the way that you're going to build the wall is cutting into us and not into them. And it's just completely silly because we're building up walls and killing butterflies. Mexico's curing life-threatening illnesses the whole time. And we're just like, nope, none of that. We'll be having none of that.
I mean, Trump's border wall is making a lot of people angry, which is making a lot of the people who support him pretty happy, but in an angry way, where they're happy that the people they were originally angry with are now also angry. But you know you are a next-level rage inducer when butterflies take out a class action lawsuit against you. Yep. They don't even have proper brains. It's astonishing, this kind of constitutional overreach that Trump's administration is going through. They are, as you say, cutting locks, moving walls. They're generally being the federal equivalent of a schoolyard douchebag who dumps his backpack on your lunch and then makes fun of you for spilling your lunch. Just.
So the North American Butterfly Association, no less, sued the American government back in 2017 over its plans to build its giant metaphor for American decline right through its property. And it does raise the very worrying prospect that some of these butterflies will become Mexican and therefore instantly become criminal butterflies, members of the brutal Mariposa cartel, pollinating American flowers with their contraband hard pollen, which is often cut with custard powder to cut costs, making it dangerously... dangerously impure.
But 30% spicier. Come on.
Thank you for listening once again. If you fancy something totally non-newsy, the Bugle's collaboration with the fictitious fiction writer Dancy Lagarde is now on pre-sale. Go to thebuglepodcast.com to order your copy now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.